Okay, the Flamed Alvin Rav, the Mishnah on top. We're talking about again when a person says something, what did he mean with these words? Hanoidir Mishav say Shabbos. If someone makes a neder that he will have no Hanoid from somebody who rests on Shabbos, Osir be Yisroel, he'll have any Hanoid from any Yid. And also Osir be Kusim of that nation that was forced to become Yidden, and they joined the Yiddish nation, and there was always a discussion whether they were genuine or not. They came to Shomron and all that. If they came from the city of Kusoy, so you'll have Osir be Kusim. You're not allowed to have any benefit Kusim as well, because those mitzvahs that the Kusim did, they were frumer than the Yidden were, and they were Yidden, so they had to keep all the mitzvahs, so they had to keep Shabbos.
Didn't you say they were forced?
Yeah, but once they were forced, they were taken in there, they were scared of the lions, or they were genuinely, it's machlekes, but we accept to say they originally accepted it genuinely, but then afterwards they went away. Ezra said you have to eat kenob, you have to eat garlic on Friday nights. So if you said I won't have any benefit from those people who eat garlic, so also be Yisrael, you're not allowed to have any benefit from a Yid because they eat garlic Friday night, and also be Kusim, also from a Kusim, but if, no different. But if you say Ma'oi Yerushalayim, those who make the trek to Yerushalayim 3 times a year, also be Yisrael, you don't have any enough from a Yid, but Mutu be Kusim, because this is how they were caught out. They went to their own mountain where they had a dove on top of the mountain, everyone followed, and they found that they didn't go to Yerushalayim 3 times a year. They went to their own mountain, and they worshipped Avodah Zarah there. So if you say Ma'oi Yerushalayim, then you obviously didn't mean to include Kusim, because they don't care about it. Says the Gemara, interesting, the Kusim was so frum that they even kept a minig of eating garlic, which is only a takana, it's not a din anywhere. It's, as I said, that this is a. They eat garlic on Friday nights, behind the midst of oin with your wife. So it's a pillar that they kept that, even though many mitzvah didn't keep it all. Okay. Says the Gemara, they used to go to Har Gerizim. That's the mountain that they used to go to, and they had a dove on top. What do you mean those who rest the Shabbos? Those that keep Shabbos, the Mayir Bekusim. No, physically they rest on Shabbos. Then why only Kusim? What about Hagoy rests on Shabbos? Then he meant him as well. I feel like Gacham Nami. He rests on Shabbos. Navas, Metzuvish, those who instruct to keep Shabbos. Those who go to Shalim, those who have a mitzvah. Every Yid has a mitzvah. Kusim also has a mitzvah. Just because I didn't go, who cares? Also, we saw Kusim, they also have the mitzvah. Amar Abaye, Metzuvah, Oisek, Tani, Betarti, Baba, Kamaisa. Abaye says you need to do both. You have to be instructed, and you did it. It's betarti baba kamais. Comes to Shabbos and eating garlic, Yisrael the kusim mitzuvin ve'oisin. They eaten and the kusim were both instructed to keep Shabbos and to eat the garlic, and they did it. Let's say they were going to rest on Shabbos, but the mitzuvin they were not instructed. In fact, we had Gemara Sanhedrin for them. It's an aveda to rest on Shabbos. But when it comes to Yerushalayim, Yisrael, Mitzuvin, Ve'oisin, Eden were instructed and they kept it. Kusim, Mitzuvin, they also had the mitzvah of Oile Regel, but Ve'enem, Oisin, they didn't do it. Says more right there. The Kusim came from Sanhedrin, that he went from nation to nation and he used to move people. Sorry? From Sanhedrin. Okay, because we had it many times. It was Sanhedrin. Okay, we had, let me see. He brings right here. Rashi brings in Kedushin. He had another place as well. It's Sanhedrin. When he came, he moved everybody around, and he moved around the people from Kusoy to Shomron. Ayavi Melech Asher Mebavel and Melech Asher Sanhedrin. That's what Rashi holds. Who says it wasn't Sanhedrin? Oh, okay. It could be. Okay, Mishnah. I won't have any benefit from me. Muta be Yisrael, but also coming out with a goy. Because Ben Noach refers to goy. The Yisrael mean Nofik, I'm going to be also Ben Noach. Don't we come from the set of Ben Noach? Kivan, the Ikdish Avram, Iskir Oshmei. Once Avram came on the scene, and we all became sanctified as Ben Avram, we're no longer considered Ben Noach. Says, what about Mishnah she'ainin elazar Avram, I will not give any benefit to Avram's descendants. Also be Yisrael. No, I'll give to Yisrael. Mutar call my goy. Think about what Yishmael, what the Arabs? They come from Avram. Ki beYitzchak yikad lechazera. It says in the pasuk later on that the Eibusha says that in Yitzchak, even though you have another son, Yitzchak is the one who will be called the descendants. I vayika Esav should teach us to the Middle East over here. There's Gemara here. I there's Esav as well. It says within Yitzchak itself. It says beYitzchak. The like call Yitzchak. Not everyone who comes to Yitzchak. Only the the, what do you call it, to Bnei Yisrael. Even though in this week's parsha, in today's chitas, it says actually they went to Esav, they said, Achich, Bnei Yisrael. But nevertheless, whenever we say Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we don't mean Bnei Yisrael. Next Mishnah, says the Mishnah, you have to have a cup of it. If you, now before we learn this Mishnah, the three kinds of sales. Is one is called, that it's called a Mecca Harifa. Harifa is that it's a really hot item. It's a hot item. Everybody wants to buy it. Remember we had, what's that doll in America years ago that you couldn't, not the Bobby doll. The one that, sorry? Not the American, this is before your time. Forgot what it's called already anyway, the one that had all the hair on all the sides. It cost $20 in the store, but you couldn't get it, so people were paying $10,000 for it. Oh, I forgot what it's called already. Anyway, something's a really hot item. That's one kind of a product. That kind of product, unfortunately, we don't sell. How about we did? If that kind of item, if I sell it for less than the price, then the seller obviously loses his pants, and the buyer is so ecstatic. Even if I sell it for the price, if I sell it for its real value, the seller gets nothing from it because I have a million buyers out there. What do I need you for? I probably could sell for more than the value. The buyer's ecstatic. But it's called a Mecca Karifa. But if I sell it for more than the price, then the seller is very happy. Buyer, not really so happy. Paid overpriced. Then you have, that's called a Mecca Karifa, a very hot sale. Then you have an average, a normal sale. You pay the price and people want it. It's not a hot item, it's a regular, consistent seller. Over there, if I undersell it, then the seller has no benefit. But the buyer does. If I overcharge, then the seller is very happy and the buyer is not. If I sell for the price, then basically we're both happy. I sold it, I got my price, and you bought what you wanted. Then if there's another thing called, the Gemara has an expression, for a funny expression, where you fell down on your face. The Rome al Ape, you fall on your face. In other words, nobody wants it. So it's a very difficult item to sell. So when the seller sells it, if you sell it for the real price, the seller is ecstatic, because he hardly makes a sale. The buyer didn't gain anything from it at all. So, you know, he could have probably done something about it. Okay, now, why am I telling you this? You'll see in this mission. The mission says, "She'eini nehenem Yisrael." Shimon says, "I don't have any benefit from Reuven." Loikeiach b'Yosef. If I buy something from Reuven, I have to pay more than the price. This way, I have no benefit from Reuven, and I paid overpaid. If I sell something to Reuven, I have to sell it to him for less than the price. So I have no benefit from whatsoever. If I would have sold it to him for the price, I already have a benefit. I sell him below the price, I'm unhappy. This is why I have no benefit. That's case number one and case number two. Lekech is case number Eisha, and Moich is Seifa. If I say now, in the second case, She Yisrael Nenli, I don't want Reuven to have any benefit from me, that's the other way around. Lekeach bepachas, I buy it from him less than the price. He has no benefit from me because he just lost money. If I sell him something, I got to overcharge him, so therefore he has no benefit from me. And they ain't shaming, but who's going to listen to me? Who's going to pay more than the price? Even though, you know, this is what you have to do, it's not going to happen. Why would a guy pay me more than the price? He can go next door and buy it to someone else for the price. Case number three. I ask it both ways. She'eini nehen lehen. I don't want to have any benefit to them. The hein liyena. I don't want them to give me any benefit. Then you can't sell it to them. La'ayuchad, but I can sell it to a guy. What the Mishnah is trying to tell you here is, but if you can't sell it to them, then maybe the whole neder falls apart. Because we learned, if you make a neder, I won't sleep for 7 days, it falls apart, because after 3 days, it's impossible. So maybe also, if I say, you can't sell, you can't buy, how are you going to live? So you say, no, you could sell it to a guy. So therefore, your neder stays. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says a very interesting halacha. Now the din is, if you're a borrower, then you take full responsibility. If an accident happens, I got to cover it. I got to take full responsibility. What's the definition of a borrower? Shekol hanoshel, I have every right to use it while I have it. Then if you have a shema socher, where I have to pay you for the right to use it, or a socher, or you hired me to use it, so then I'm responsible if it gets stolen or lost, but if an accident happens, I'm not responsible. If I'm a shema chinam, I'm only responsible for negligence. Comes along Shmuel, says, interesting din. I buy you, I have 3 days cooling off period. So I buy it from you to check it out, bring it home and to check it out to see whether there are any cracks in it, whether it functions properly and so on and so forth. The nen is biyodeh. And while I had it the 3 days in my house cooling period, it broke. Chayiv, chayiv. Why? Because during those 3 days, I am kol hanor shalai. I have every right to use it. I'm like a shayil. Even though I return it to you, so if I return it to you, I'm no longer a buyer. So what was my status the last 3 days? I was like a borrower, because I had every right to drive it, to use it, and everything else to see whether it works. Alma, Kasava, Shmuel holds, Hanroas lekechi. Whenever you buy something, even though I'm going to return it, the total pleasure belongs to the buyer, and therefore you're considered a shayl, and you have to pay for all, you know, for all einsim. So we ask a question. Tanan. So if you buy something, the total pleasure is the buyer. It says in our Mishnah. I don't have any benefit from, let's say, from Reuven. I can sell him for less than the values. I'm losing money. So I have no benefit from him, even though he gave me money. I just lost money. Sounds like I'm a shavu b'shavu. Let's say the item cost me $10. Wait, so it's supposed to be sold for $10. I sell it for $10. Then it sounds to me here you're not allowed to. Now, if the total pleasure is the buyer, then why can't the seller sell? I'm not having a benefit. He's the one that's having all the benefit. Because if you're saying the seller has some of the benefit, then why is the buyer considered a shayil? The buyer should be a shem zachar. He only has part of the benefit. Is a raya that when a person buys it, the who has the main pleasure? The buyer from the object. So why does the Mishnah say that if it's shavah b'shavah, it's also the pleasure, the total pleasure is the buyer, it's not the seller. The seller has no pleasure from it. If the buyer has all the pleasure, then I feel shavah b'shavah, then why can't he sell it for the price? The seller's not having the pleasure, it's the buyer. Says the Gemara, you're right. Al Mishnah is talking about a case where even if the seller sells it for a normal price, he's ecstatic. You know why? This is Al Mishnah about a case where bezvina derome alape, literally a sale that falls on his face. Can't sell it. So if I sell it and I get the price, why am I ecstatic? So this is an exception where the seller also has pleasure from it. But a normal case, like Shmuel's case, which is, let's say, something which is Shmuel's talking about a hot item. A hot item, the buyer is the one who has all the pleasure for buying it. Freddie Mother with Mishnah is talking about a case where nobody really wants to buy it. So, Eimor Reisha, look at the very first case. Lekech b'yosad, how can I buy from? I got to pay more than the money. If I pay more than the money, I lost money. I'm unhappy. Yeah, I'm unhappy. Okay, b'yosad. Now, Lechayda, if we're talking about something that nobody wants to buy, even if I pay the full price, I'm not happy. I could have probably bought this for half price down the road because nobody can sell it. Everybody, so why does the Mishnah say that the only time I'm allowed to buy from you is if I'm paying overpaying? So I'm losing money, as if to say, but if I pay the full price, I'm having pleasure from you. No, I'm not. If it's an item that nobody wants to buy, you, the seller, will be ecstatic if you sold it for the full price. You're prepared to sell for half price. That's question number one. Boy, furthermore, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. In the next case, it says, she's thrown Nenali. I don't want any to have benefit from me. Like Keach Bepaches, he can buy from me, but only if he pays less than the price. Umaychebe, he sells me more than the price, and therefore I can sell to him for more than the price. I'm not having. He can sell to me for more than the. Sorry, I can sell to him for more than the price. If I sell to him more than the price, he has no benefit from me. He just overpaid. How can he have benefit from me? And he can buy from me. I can buy from under the price. He has no benefit from me either. If we're talking about that a good sale, then I feel the shavah b'shavah. Why? More than the price. Even equal the price, it should be aser. Because equal the price is having benefit for me. Why? We're only saying that if he's overcharging, we have no benefit. Even this equal price, I have no benefit. Sorry, it's annoying. Says Gemara, safer, bezvina charifa. Gemara says, no, this case is talking about when it's a hot item. And a hot item, if he sells it for the price, then the buyer is ecstatic. He just gained from me because he couldn't buy it anywhere else, couldn't find it, and he found the item. Even though he paid the full price, the fact that he found the item made him happy. That's why this. So every case in Mishnah is something else. Excuse me. Mr. Zinger. Ihachi, if so. He didn't realize. Ihachi, if so, lekeach bepaches, afilu shavah b'shavah. If we're talking about it's a hot item, so why I'm allowed to buy from him for less than the price, even equal the price? He's not so happy because he could have sold it for more than the price. Ella, the seller has no joy for me if I pay him the full price because he could have sold it anywhere. He has nothing from me. He could have walked outside in a second; it would have been snapped up. It could have been maybe charged more money. Ella must be that our Mishnah is talking about Bezvina Mitzah. Our Mishnah about a normal commodity, not a hot item, not a dud, not a lemon, a normal item. And a normal item, therefore, if you pay full price, then the Moicha is happy and both happy. The buyer is happy he got what he wanted. He doesn't go search everywhere. He got what he wanted. He wasn't cheated or anything else. That's the price. And the seller is happy because he made a sale. Because he doesn't sell every second, and therefore he's happy. Everybody's happy. And that's why the Mishnah tells you Shavah is no good. And Shmuel, when Shmuel says when you buy something, the buyer is the one who's 100% happy. He's talking about a case where Bezvina Charif, it's a hot item. So if it's a hot item, who gets all the joy? The buyer. The seller doesn't really have much joy because he can sell it anywhere. Kanye Kavasi to Shmuel, we have an interesting halacha. We learned like Shmuel that if you buy something to investigate and then you return it, so the no sale happened. But during that time, I'm the borrower, I'm responsible for anything that goes wrong. Tanya Kavasi to Shmuel, like Shmuel, halakeyach kelim in a taga. You bought kelim from a vendor, lishagrin lebeis chamav, you bought it to send your kala a present, or to shved and shviga, you want to buy them a present. But amalai, and he tells the vendor like this. If they like, I'm buying a vase, a flower vase, or buying her some jewelry. If she likes the jewelry, then I need nice love the man. I'll pay you for it. Now the vendor says, why should I give it to you? And if they don't like it, send it back to me. I don't trust you, whatever it is. So he says, this is the deal. If they say yes, I'll pay the full price. If they say no, we'll give it back to you. Plus, I'll pay you the rent. I'll pay you the pleasure. The fact that my wife, my kala, knows that I want to send the presents, even though I didn't end up sending her presents, she feels good about it. That's worth something. I'll pay you the pleasure that she has from even knowing that I want to buy them something. Well, my in-laws, they're so happy that I bought them something. That pleasure, I'll pay you. So, like a rent, I'll pay you something. I'll pay you something for the pleasure. Nensu, if something happened, what happens if an accident happens? It depends now. If the accident happened on the way to the kala's house, then I'm chayiv, because during that time I am having total pleasure. I am like a borrower. I'm responsible. Bechazara, going back, now that I know that I don't want to buy it anymore, I'm no longer a buyer. What am I now? But I'm paying you. If I'm paying you, then I'm a shem esachar. I'm paying you for the, what do you call it? For the usage. Exactly. So I'm paying you. I'm responsible for gneva vaveda if it got stolen or lost, but I'm not responsible for accidents. Potter. Dipnei shi gneva esachar. I mean, Seichel. It's a Seichel. So what is it? Yeah.
Isn't he also
going to
be a
Seichel
in the way?
No. The way there is, because right now he thinks he's going to buy it. Or so he has total pleasure and total use of it right now. When you have total use, you're a Shoyl. At worst, you're a Shoyl. So therefore, you're responsible for any accident. So this proves Shmuel's to the point. That if in the second case, you're paying for the rent, so it's different. But if in the first case, where you have total pleasure, even though it might turn out to be won't be a sale, you are, if any action happens, you're responsible. You're liable. Ahu Saf Sida, there was a meckler, there was a broker. The Shokel Chamar Lezvuni, he took a donkey to sell. He told the guy, look, you're not going to the fair. I'll go to the fair. Give me your merchandise. If I sell it, you'll have the money. If I don't sell, I'll bring it back to you. So the vendor is happy, and he gives it to him. And if accident happens over here, what happened? Obviously, the guy is responsible. What about accidents? How do we treat this broker? So the leizbin, if he didn't, let's say, sell it, bahade the harder eastness, and while it was returning, an accident happened with the chamora, with the donkey. Chayve Rav Nachman l'shlum. Nachman said, I don't care where the accident happened, on the way to the market, to the fair, on the way back from the fair, you got to pay. Any accident happens because you're liable, you're like a shoyl. Al-Khayr, we just said, on the way to the fair, l'chayde there should be an accident. On the way back, you know you're not going to use it anymore. Then l'chayde, you should only be paying him. No, he's doing it for himself also. He's what do you think? He's going to get a commission. Yeah, a profit of Shahir or a commission or something. Eis v'radar Nachman. Ne'enzu b'halicha chayye b'chazar potter. L'chayde, on the way back, should be potter. This broker, he lives with sales. What happens on the way home and he meets a guy and he says, hey, every guy he meets will say, do you want to buy a donkey? You want to buy a donkey? He didn't stop selling at the fair. He'll continue selling until he brings it back to the vendor's house. So therefore, it's all the time considered halicha. He's always on the way to a sale. A real salesman is always selling. Even a conversation, you're talking about the politics, will turn the conversation to sales. You want to buy your Encyclopedia Britannica? Or a Hoover vac cleaner.
I'm gonna
cast. Amalei said, "Chazora defsafsina haylochi." The lemishkach lizvun. If he finds a buyer, I feel above the base, even at the door, the door of the vendor's house. Mile mazmile, but he wouldn't sell to him. Of course, he'll sell to him. He can't help himself. Mishnah. If a guy says, "Koinim, I asked this bread, she'ani noy, or I asked she'ani nehenele areilim. I don't want anybody who's an oral. Literally, an oral means somebody's not circumcised. But he says to a group of Arelim, I don't want them to have any benefit. Mutl Bareli, so if a Jew happens not to be circumcised because two of his brothers died, you're allowed to have a no, even though you physically said anybody uncircumcised. But also, because he meant people who are known as Arelim, which are Goyim. Goyim, even those Goyim who do circumcise, are known as Arelim. I asked to have any hanor, give any hanor to people who are gemalot. Also, Bareli Sol, he's not allowed to have any hanor, even to Yid who are not circumcised, because the Yid are known as gemulim. And a mutter b'meilucham. Why? She'ain ha'or lekruya. It's not a verb. It's not an adjective. It's a noun. Ain areini. Who do you call people who are uncircumcised? El l'shem ayucham. All the nation of goyim. Shnemar says, you call hagoyim areilim. All the goyim are areilim. The whole basis are areilim. Yidden are just fished up the hearts. They're blocked hearts, but they're not areilim. But oimer. There's another pasuk where it says, when David the Melech went to fight with Goliath, it says there, v'hoya plishti ha'odol hazeh. He called Goliath an odol. How many goyim were? There are plenty of goyim who are not odol. Maybe Goliath was not an odol. Doesn't matter. That's what that's the noun by goyim. And it says in Pasik, Petuvasru bechutzes, don't talk about it at the vat. Because maybe they'll go talk about it tismachna. Sorry. Pentismachna blaze plishti. Maybe the daughter of plishtim will be happy. Pentaloizna benois arelim. They'll be enjoying, ecstatic, the daughters of that arelim. So see, the nation's called that arelim. Mu'usihi arla. Arla is the most despicable thing. Somebody's not circumcised and is ganu b'rishayim. When you want to denigrate rishayim, that's a pejorative term. Shnemar says ki kol hagoyim arelim. All the goyim are arelim. No, it's a pejorative term. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, gedayle mila. Mila is such a great mitzvah. Shenichrasu alea shalish esrei brises. There are 13 covenants written in the Teder with the word bris by Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Yosef Aimer, gedayle mila. Mila is so great. Shedoyche esa Shabbos. On Shabbos, he's still circumcised a kid. What do you call it? Hachamura. Shabbos are strict. Rabbi Shua ben Korch, Aimer gedayle mila. Mila is so great. Shalay nitla. Loyle Moshe tzadik alea. When Moshe did not circumcise his son, it didn't take long, he didn't give a minute, and already they threatened to kill him. Malaysia, even a moment, the Malach came to kill him. Rab Nechemya, even Moshe the Tzaddik, Rab Nechemya, at that time, he's not called Moshe Rabbeinu yet, because this is before he came to Mitzrayim. He's on the way to Mitzrayim, so then it's called Moshe HaTzaddik. Rab Nechemya, Amen. Nechemya says, G'day Lemila, Mila is that great. Shadoiches and the Goyim not only pushes away Shabbos, it pushes away the Goyim. The Goyim is what a Yid who has a Nega cannot be part of the Jewish nation. You don't keep Shabbos, it's still part of the Jewish nation. He has to keep outside the three machlis. And yet, Mila is doichet. You can cut it off. Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, G'day Mila, shekol ha-mitzah she'os Avraham Avinu, all the mitzah Avraham Avinu did, like Nikra Shalom, is not considered complete. Ad Shemal, until he's circumcised. And Emmet says, he's halach lefonai v'heyei tamim. I don't understand this right here. He didn't have any mitzahs before. This is the first mitzah he had. So why? That's why v'heyei tamim. The rest of the mitzah he did was voluntary. Anyway, I don't know. Davar Acha, another mitzvah is G'day Lemila, Mila so great. She'il Mole Hu Le Borak Baruch Lamed. The only reason why Hashem created the world was to give us a mitzvah bris. And then it says Koyamar Hashem. This is what the Eibusha says. Im Loi Brisi. And sometimes we say he's referring to Torah. Here we're saying, if not my bris Mila, Yomam V'Laila day and night Chukishmai or something. I would not have that you wear day and night. I would not have done the created the world. Tanya Lunim Shemikarim Gedoyle Mila so great. Shekol Zochye Shaasim Moshe Rabbeinu. No matter how many mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu did, like Omdu Loi, he didn't stand in good stead. Kesheshrashim in a Mila. I guess he did good deeds 40 years that he was a king of Kush and all that. Yeah, true. And what was all the Zochye that Moshe Rabbeinu did before? We know nothing about him. Once. The Bnei Yisrael over there, yeah, for Dostum Avinim again, whatever, but that's it. Shenemar, it says, anyhow, it says in the Pasuk, Vayiv Gesheyu Hashem, they wish to met Moshe, Vayiv Akish Hamis, he wanted to kill him. Omer Rabbi Yisi, Chas V'Sholem, Shemoshe Rabbeinu Nisrashlam in the middle, what do you think, Moshe Rabbeinu is lazy? Chas V'Sholem, he's Moshe Rabbeinu. Elekachom, this is what he said. Moshe, this is the conundrum that Moshe found himself in. Emel the eight say Shaimala, my kid straight away, and then we'll go travel to Mitzrayim. Sakoni, I have a kid here who was just Gemal Sakoni. Shemar says by Hiba Yemashlishi by Yezukayvim that about Shimon Velevi attacked Shechem the third day. So Machlek the Shoyim, the third day is more painful than the other days, or like the Ran learns over here. That's how Ramban learns it, but the Ran learns over here that the aggregate 3 days consecutive days, it's not worse, it's less actually, but three consecutive pain, they were so weak. So they're taking this kid 3 days to travel to Mitzrayim, it's dangerous. No, what should I do? Emma, should I circumcise my kid because you have to mala? And then the Eshesh, I wait the 3 days till my kid recovers. How can I delay the Abish's commandment? What should I do? So he's a conundrum. So he didn't mala and he went. So why did Moshe get punished? He did the right thing. The nation is asking Mount Chila when he was right next to Mitzrayim, instead of going to Mitzrayim or instead of maling his kid, and he went to eat a meal, go to sleep, and there's no sakana from the hotel to Mitzrayim. It was so close, such close proximity would be a sakana. Shenema, it says in the pasuk, "Vayhi b'dera b'molon." Then on the way they stopped off in the molon. That's where the neighbors met him. Moshe Rabbeinu was not the one who was being threatened to be killed by the malach, but rather El Oisatin, the kid itself. Shenema, it says regarding the kid that the Tzipoida said, Ki Chasan Domim Atali, you are my you want to turn my chasan into blood. So we're dashing it. Tseyure, as Bag says, Mi kodi chasan. Not a husband, Moshe. Have you aimed that tinu? Why in the world is a tinuk called a chosin? So Rashi said, the answer is a funny thing, which you have to understand what it means. Have you aimed that tinuk? Shenasa chosin ay debris. Yeah, who did you become a chassid to? The Eibishter. We never heard that expression before. Shenasa chassid ay debris. What does that mean?
So we're married to the Eibishter through the Torah.
So the Rosh says, Shemechatnin oisei b'mitzvah d'shayna. This is the first mitzvah he does. So why we use the word chassid? He got married to Torah mitzvahs. It's the first mitzvah he did. So bris, look at that. Now you have a new speech for bris. Every kid is a little chassan. Use your chassan speeches for the bris. Okay, didn't mind.